Yes, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. You can connect with us at Twitter at E Radio Sports and always email the show. I love hearing from all of my listeners at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. Well, we are ready to roll up our sleeves and we're going to talk some NBA because there are plenty of storylines to discuss. We're going to start in the Eastern Conference and highlight the Cleveland Cavaliers. What a turnaround. And we also we want to diagnose what in the world is going on with the Knicks. So it's a pleasure to have back on our program well-known sports writer and author Roland Lazenby. He's so diverse in his background. He does it all. He is also the senior editor with Lindy's Pro Basketball Magazine. Of course, Roland is joining us on our celebrity guest line at Stuart Cadillac. Real people, real value, real simple, and Score, our newest sponsor, the Athletes Network. There is no off-season at Score, at score.com. Good evening, Roland. How are you?
I'm doing great, Alyssa. How are you?
I'm always good. I always love talking some NBA. And, you know, as I mentioned in the open, I want to start off our conversation with the Cleveland Cavaliers. I mean, when we reflect back on that 5-7 start to the season, I think so many folks started overreacting because King James and company, they are certainly rolling right now with their streak of 8 wins. And they had that big, you know, win on, Tuesday night against the Raptors. My question to you is, can the Cavs or are the Cavs the best team in the East?
Well, their record is the best. We'll have to see. The schedule has been favorable. Obviously, they're putting together a new roster. They certainly have the best player in the world, and he's becoming more comfortable in Cleveland. But now they're going to have to start playing some of these Western Conference teams in earnest. And so we'll find out more about them. You know, if you don't know anything about sports, you can understand that the secrets are revealed by and by. And we're going to get a better look at the Cavs. I still think the Bulls will be better, but who knows? I mean, they are coming on pretty strong.
Well, it sounds so simple, but were you surprised to see them get off and out of the gates to a little bit of a slow start?
I was not. They are not a... they have perhaps the game's best defensive player in LeBron, and you know, they have a lot of new elements. A couple of their younger guys have gotten a lot of acclaim for their offensive game, but they weren't really dedicated defensive players. We are seeing them become better defensively. It took a while for them to figure out some of their offense. They are trying to play a little bit more of a European-style offense, so these kinds of things don't just happen quickly. They take time. So I'm not surprised, just as I'm not surprised to see them playing better.
Prolific author and sports writer Roland Lazenby is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And Roland, here we are in the middle of December, and it just sounds like listening to you, this is where you expected the Cavs to be at this point. I mean, it's taken them a while to get into sync, and I guess one of the real lessons that we continue to learn, especially in pro sports, is just the value of chemistry. I mean, we see so much turnover within rosters within the league, but chemistry is very, very important, isn't it?
Oh, it is so important, and you can't microwave it. It takes time. Basically, you're building relationships, and not just personal relationships, but on-the-floor basketball-style relationships, and that takes a little time.
So when you review their body of work and their success against some of the heavy hitters, you were talking about, yeah, the Cavs, though, they haven't matched up against any of those big-name teams in the Western Conference, but they've had 2 wins over the Raptors. They had a beatdown, in fact, and then, of course, against the Washington Wizards, which they're a very tough team. And I would say even Milwaukee. I mean, that's one of the most improved teams within the leagues. How do you see them stacking up against some of the contenders within the Western Conference? Because it's loaded.
Well, I think it's going to be a little tougher because those teams, a number of them have been together a while. They have a more secure chemistry. They know how they're going to play. The Cavs are finding that out, of course. It's taking a little time. It always does. But I do think the Cavs will have their moments against those teams. I just don't think they're quite at that level yet. Now, we have a lot of basketball yet to play, so the Cavs, you know, are making nice progress. It's easy to be hopeful for them.
Okay, one of the things I got to ask you about is, what was your reaction to LeBron and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Garnett, you know, wearing the I Can't Breathe t-shirts? I mean, LeBron, his willingness to show support and use his platform to address a very serious topic.
Well, you know, these guys are paid at executive levels. They make lots of money. basically, one of the first things I learned years ago when I started covering the NBA is that each player is a corporation unto himself. And that is true today more than ever. And I think they're obviously very comfortable in making those statements. It's important to them, and obviously it's an important reminder culturally. So some people say athletic performers have no basis and things, but these are real people. They've lived real lives. They've seen all kinds of things happen to their relatives and friends. In the neighborhoods where they grew up. That's particularly true of LeBron growing up in Akron in a very difficult situation. The man who may well have been his father was murdered after a card game in 1994. So, he's been through a lot of serious things in his life. All of these people have. And this is America. We have First Amendment rights.
We are talking the NBA with Roland Lazenby, author and senior editor with Lindy Sports Pro Basketball Magazine. We're also going to preview here momentarily. He's always working so hard. He's got another book that has just been released. And, perhaps LeBron, Roland, he can be that leading voice for social issues and use his star power to demonstrate support.
Right, and he seems comfortable in that role. Mm-hmm. Most of the major stars of pro basketball over the years have come from very stable families. And LeBron is one of these guys who was fatherless most of the time when he grew up. Mm. And he has been mature from an early age. He has shown great maturity. And I think he represents the power that lots of fatherless men around the world display. The romance of sports is always about fathers and sons, but LeBron James presents a different narrative, and that's part of this.
Well, I think LeBron James said it best. It's not a Cavs thing. It's a worldly thing when he was talking about, wearing the I Can't Breathe t-shirts. And, of course, we just think about throughout the history of sports, whether it's a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, a Jim Brown, Muhammad Ali, these are guys that were bold and brave and took a stand, correct?
That is correct. That's why we consider them iconic today, because they stood up within their sports. They stood up as men. They conducted themselves as men. They were concerned about the public at large and about issues, and they displayed great depth. And I think LeBron, over his time in the league, has done the same and is doing the same.
Roland, do you think athletes today are doing enough when it comes to social responsibilities?
Well, I think that's up to the individual person. I think each athlete has to decide what works best for him. It's sort of hard for me to criticize or even to evaluate people as a group because they're all so different. They have such different motivations. But I do think there is across the business of professional sports, I do think you see today more and more people concerned about speaking out, that there are issues afoot today that strike them deeply, and they feel the need to comment. And frankly, regular citizens all over the place feel the same way. I think it's primarily a reminder that no matter how big the rep, no matter how big the hype, these athletes are human beings, and they respond to events as such.
Okay, Roland Lazenby with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, we want you to connect with us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And Roland has released a new book. We're going to talk about that, I promise, here in just a moment. Give me a quick hit on the New York Knicks, because they are struggling mightily.
Right. Well, they actually are trying hard and executing the basic levels of the triangle offense very well. But it's everywhere else they have their troubles. And it's also probably, when you get down to it, that fundamental of belief. You have a number of veteran players there who are making the switch to this. And it is an offensive system, but it's an entire basketball system. And so not only are they struggling a bit with their beliefs, it creates an issue with their confidence and even their timing. I covered a Knicks game the other night, and they were like a drummer. They struck me as a drummer who had lost timing. And then all of those things, confidence is such a big factor in sports. And the other harsh fact is that the Knicks have some players on their roster while they're good guys, they simply aren't NBA players. And I do think that Phil Jackson and even Derek Fisher have been surprised at this, and they realize their turnaround job in New York is going to take longer than they thought.
Roland Lazenby has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Give us a quick hit on the new book that's been released, and we'll have you back on, and we'll break it all down.
It's called Best Regrets, VMI's John McKinnon, The Lost Age of College Football. And it really comes out 50 years after the NCAA had made a switch from two platoon football, as we play it today, defense and offense. The NCAA quickly said, we're playing one platoon football. The quarterback has to play. Everybody has to play both ways. Uh-huh. The coaches can't substitute. It's a really tough game. And it meant that little teams like VMI could rise to the top. And it's the story of this small military school team that goes into the top 20 of the AP and finishes the season undefeated.
Well, congratulations on that. I'll look forward to talking some college football with you, and happy holidays to you and your family, and we'll catch up after the new year. Thank you so much, Roland.
You too, Alyssa. Take care.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. You stay close.